Blog Talk Radio.
Here's the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
So, I'd like to thank you for tuning in. We are streaming on Smooth Drama TV that you could access off of the smoothdrama.com site. For those of you that are listening, we welcome you and new listeners and new viewers. So, you have to bear with us the technical difficulties. But here we are.
Hi.
Hi.
You ever heard of Sonic?
Who?
Sonic.
What?
Have you ever heard of Sonic? Like the restaurant fast food?
Oh, yeah.
What's so exciting about that?
They have good shape.
So is that the reason why they've been having these lines out here? Because of shape?
Oh, I don't. They have lines?
Yeah, they just opened one up here in East County.
Sure.
Right there.
Oh, you know, it's like that whole donut.
Kreme.
Yeah, the Krispy Kreme. It's a fad. They'll die out, and then you know what? Are Krispy Kremes here anymore in El Cajon?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Because there were lines around that building.
I remember
and
that.
Now,
you couldn't even drive that bit.
They're not even there.
And it's like that for Sonic. It's a lot of
Why were you in the Sonic line?
No, I'm driving by looking like, what the hell?
What the hell?
Right. What is it that's so special? I mean,
the
where's that line?
Oh, no, they've got that value meal thing because of their commercials that they have.
Value meal.
Not value meal. Value menu. That's a value meal?
All right, but everybody got a value menu.
But everyone's sick of those value menus. It's, you know, the Jack in the Box and the McDonald's doesn't have a value menu, do they?
Right, because everything in McDonald's is already cheap.
It's not.
I don't know. I haven't been to McDonald's in a while.
Yeah.
Like a few years. Like over.
You want anything for sandwiches?
No. There's nothing there.
Why not?
It's McDonald's.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good
guy. Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Okay.
I'm just not eating none of
them.
Yeah. Starting off, a cop brains his failed drug test on oral sex.
Cop brains it on oral sex.
A veteran NYPD cop who says he tested positive for cocaine because he ingested it during oral sex with his girlfriend will not get his job back.
How did he ingest it? Like an arm pump?
Well, helicopter pilot John Golden, a 15-year NYPD officer, claimed he got the drug in his system from passive ingestion while performing oral sex on his girlfriend.
Ooh, I
can
see so many comments about that one.
Who told him after the fact that she was a frequent cocaine user.
But
see, I don't know.
Okay.
He said Golden showed up positive for coke in random tests using hair from his arm in October 2006, and he lost his job 2 years later.
That opens a whole can of worms for me. If you can ingest it through oral sex,
yeah. Right.
Wow, I am a drug addict.
Mm. All right.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, that one was special.
Wow.
That one was really special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, speaking of oral, there's an oral allergy syndrome which may explain mysterious reactions.
Oral allergy syndrome.
Yes.
Meaning?
They're saying that if you ever experience itchiness or hives in your mouth after eating raw food or vegetables.
It's got to be in your mouth?
Yeah, it's in the mouth area. Mm-hmm. They're saying that people with allergies to birch pollen may have associated with allergies to raw apples. And so you may have oral allergy syndrome.
Is this a new thing?
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe like a survey or a study or,
right.
You know, one of those people that have absolutely nothing to do with their time.
Hey, this is coming from a study from John Hopkins Children's Center set up. And they're saying that it's not that you have anything wrong, but they're saying that example, like raw apples that aren't cooked, they have some of the same proteins that are like in pollen. And so you can eat an apple, and all of a sudden you'll have those same allergic reactions. Raw fruits and vegetables may have something like the pollen that irritates you orally.
Are you on the oral kit today?
I'm just trying to put people out here to know we have screen time.
Right.
And so, you know, people have allergies.
Well, that'd be kind of awful to have hives in your mouth.
In your mouth area.
Oh, you said in your mouth.
Yeah, mouth area.
Okay.
It's itchiness.
Right.
Hives.
Right. Okay.
Right. So that's
can you read that?
No, I can't read that.
You people that are chatting in the chat room, you can't see what you're writing. So, you know, if you need to send us something, you can send us some information to smoothdrama1@yahoo.com.
And we encourage everybody to go to our site, which is up now, www.smoothdrama.com.
You can also access Smooth Drama TV from there. Send us email through there, and if you'd like to book any special interviews or anything special, you can also book through the site.
And, of course, we would like to entertain your calls at 646-929-2037. And, as always, if you want to be up to date through your mobile device, you can text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411.
We also have a new thing. If you like the theme song to Smooth Drama, you can set it as a ringtone. You can download it to your phone as a ringtone for $1.99. Standard text message rate apply if your carrier charges you. To 33, you could Smooth Drama 1, the number 1. To, I believe it's 33563. Yeah. So, you know, every time somebody calls you or you can set it as a custom ring, you have a Smooth Drama theme playing on your phone. You'll also have more things coming out soon.
Yeah, speaking of themes, as always, a judge okayed the collection of dead man's a mother's dead son's sperm.
Wait, repeat that. Oh, I'm listening.
And a court in Austin, Texas, approved a mother's wish to have her dead son's sperm harvested so she can grant his wish to have children someday. Nicholas Colton Evans was just 21 when he was punched and fell outside a bar in Austin, and his mother, Marissa, knows he wanted children badly.
So they go in and get his sperm now, or they already have his sperm?
I hope they already have it.
Because that's what I understand. They have to already have it in order for them to harvest it. Unless you have a window of time that you can retrieve his sperm after he's dead.
That's not.
Did they say anything about that?
Yeah, they don't talk about the window of time. That may be something that we may have to look up. What is the window of time?
Yeah, does anybody know what the window of time is before your sperm is no good after you die? Did that come out right?
Yeah. That's bad.
That didn't come out right. Well, I mean, you die, and then all your fluids, that's it. So they would have to already have it, which kind of is scary for, I mean, if the mother's, you know, and did he go to a sperm bank and deposit it? But even if he did,
because he couldn't have went to a sperm bank and deposited it because she didn't need a court order to harvest
it. Right. So I'm a little confused. Somebody, you know, can y'all?
Yeah, I don't know.
Somebody comment on that.
How do you harvest sperm from a dead man?
You can't. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's. I don't even know how you even touch any of that. That's quite awful, actually.
The mother must know something.
Well, I don't think it has anything to do with knowing.
Well, the mother must, I don't know, maybe she, I don't know.
But.
That, I'm confused.
Well, I mean,
it doesn't say anything.
I'm going to assume until I'm proved wrong that I guess there's a window. Maybe they froze the body.
Like cryogenic.
Yes, and whatever he had left in his body, they could extract it.
That sounds like it would hurt. Well, not him.
Well, he's dead, so it won't hurt.
I mean,
I don't know how you would do it, and quite frankly, I wouldn't want to be there for that.
I wouldn't want to be the guy or woman that does it.
Well, if you know, they could be anybody at that point.
Yeah, that's going to be not the woman, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
you want to see the guy or woman that does it. Okay.
I heard you
though. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, I know most of y'all have heard about this pirate ship thing, which is kind of funny, being that we remember how we laughed and mocked the University of Northern Illinois. With the pirate class. Remember that? Remember how we were talking about old pirate class? What the hell?
Yeah.
I guess we know now.
What?
You've heard about the retaking the pirate ship, the Somalis took the commercial ship, and they took it back, but the they're holding Captain, not holding, they're holding captive Captain Joseph Murray.
Oh, yes, I saw that on the news.
Yeah. And so right now the FBI hostage negotiators are negotiating with these I think it's like three or four pirates.
Did they take the plane?
I doubt they took the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they were already pirates.
Are they older?
Man, they don't, what are you talking about? Are they older? Yeah, I mean, it's basically...
I'm just asking the question, man.
I have to re-quote myself. They're holding Captain Richard Phillips captive in a drifting lifeboat near the cargo ship.
Oh, he's in a lifeboat.
Yes, they're sitting in a lifeboat with no...
Wait, all of them are in a lifeboat?
Yes. See, the only reason why, and this is me speculating, the only reason why they haven't been shot and killed is because there's cameras around, international cameras.
Around, out in the middle of the
water. Right. We're out in the ocean, and it's international news, helicopters, you know they're all out there.
They're all out there.
Right, so... Because they're out there, it's probably the only saving grace of these pirates, even though these dudes are dead men swimming. It's just a matter of time. And once they give up the dude, that's
mm-hmm.
it. It's probably 1,000 bullets headed their way. So, I'll say good luck to you, Somali Pots. Pirates, your end is here. And that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not messing with you. You're not messing
with you. Only you're one in a day, man.
You said you could eat other pieces of candy.
Yeah, so I don't eat other pieces of candy.
You had other pieces of candy in your pocket the other day.
Look, I got some gum. You want some gum?
I got some.
Moving on, you know, still trying to figure out.
No, you guys also think I'm on the radio.
Anyway.
I can do it on TV, too.
Homeless man beaten with a bat more than 30 times.
Wait, 30, like hit 30 times?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A group
that
of young men attacked a 42-year-old man as he slept alongside a bicycle path shortly before 2 a.m. Tuesday night. He suffered severe head injuries. And he was sleeping near the Escondido flood control channel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they say it was like 4 or 5 guys and he was rushed to Palomar Medical Center in a medically induced coma. You know, the dude is already homeless.
Yeah,
I'm like,
beat him?
You know, what's funny about that? You know, I guess this is
what joy does someone get out of that?
These young dudes out here beating on poor defenseless people.
But 30 times? That's personal, that's just outrageous.
No.
Like, you could have stopped after, 30 times. Good Lord, that's a lot.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at it like it's got nothing to do with personal. Because I remember going to school with some dudes who used to say they would see like gay dudes and they would just beat them.
Rage.
Yeah.
That's rage.
Yeah, I don't understand that. You know, and I mean, this is a homeless dude. He's already hard on his luck. He's not bothering you. All he's doing is just trying to find him a safe place to sleep. And y'all wonder why these homeless folks be, you know, crazy behind your home. Okay. You know, homeless folks is carrying more of the ground people. And y'all ready to step around them, step over them, sit on them, talk to them.
Sit on them?
There's so many people that do that.
I'm looking for.
That's it.
One.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So about. Yeah, the smooth ground the dog. Yeah. Get your pride on.
He feels bad for the homeless person too.
Yeah, I feel bad.
Because he used to be homeless. She used to be homeless too.
I guess I've touched the nerve.
She used to be homeless too. So.
Yeah.
She just don't want to read books.
Very funny.
Wait, I don't know if she means that.
Well, then we have another tragic thing here. Try to get inside people's heads. The 21-year-old victim was shot Wednesday inside the San Carlos apartment complex. His friend said he confessed to accidentally shooting and killing his friend.
This is a county in Park, San Diego.
Right. San Carlos, California, right here in East County. I guess the shooter, his name is Clinton Eccles, 25 years old, told police he was showing his friend the gun when it fired.
Oh, my goodness. Well, why was it loaded?
Okay. That was Wednesday, and he was released by the police. Well, then Thursday morning, it's a different story. Police say the investigation revealed that the shooter and victim were playing video games together when Eccles pointed a handgun at the victim, Urbina. Yeah.
Loser, you suck. Peter James, you suck.
Peter James, you suck.
Because, you know, if we got our, how much million?
It was 50.5 million.
If we had our 50.5 million, Mr. Dick Hubbard here would have shared a couple of them Jolly Ranchers.
I bought Jolly Ranchers for everybody.
But no, he only did one. Yeah. So, Peter James, you suck.
But, Clinton Eccles?
Yes, Clinton, you suck.
You suck harder. And hopefully, it's not as good suck that you're going.
No, I got it.
Yeah.
Unless you like that, but you never know.
Yeah.
What?
Oh.
Why are you nudging me?
I'm not nudging you.
Well, what do you want me to do?
I don't want you to do nothing, man.
Well, what are you telling me?
I'm not telling you nothing.
You wanted me to do something?
No, I didn't.
Well, then why are you nudging me?
What's wrong with you?
Is there something on the screen that you want me to?
There's nothing on the screen.
What did I say?
You're looking at the exact same screen I'm looking at.
Check your what?
Check your email.
Check your email.
Okay. I'm going to check the email.
Okay. We're checking the email right now.
Anyway, y'all know what's coming up in July. July 11th.
What's July 11th?
July 11th is Moon Over Amtrak Day.
No.
July 11th is Moon Over Amtrak Day. Moon Over Amtrak Day is an annual tradition. Well, thousands of people have done it for the past 30 years. But unfortunately, the city of Laguna Niguel wants to have it stopped. And since they can't ban mooning, then I guess they took steps. And the Lagoon and Niguel City Council voted to ban consuming alcohol in public and urinating in public. Urinating in public. You have to ban that? Anyway.
Thank you, Cutie Pie, for sending in your comment. That, you know, that's wonderful. That you learn something new every day.
Okay, well, Cutie Pie in 619, right? He's gone, and you're talking about the sperm bed guy. He's gone, so his dream for kids is gone too. That's sick. I too believe there is a window as long as he has a heartbeat or isn't brain dead. Some dreams need to be let go. His DNA could go towards the child, but he won't have a big part in raising it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, we still don't know if there's a window of time.
Yeah.
Well, who's going to extract that stuff? Oh, not me.
Anyway, back to this. I'm actually curious about this meaning. Yeah, they're saying that over the past few years,
you would be interested in meaning that.
Yeah, it's they said people take the clothes off. They're having sex, they're urinating in public and burying their breasts with passing trains. They say, and the mooners even have their own
would
website.
Would you bury your breasts?
Yeah, I don't think my breasts would.
You bury your breasts?
Yeah, it wouldn't really do nothing. I'm trying to get. Who started this 30 years ago? What? In 2009. So in 1979, somebody thought, hey, I'm going to moon.
They have to have been on drugs.
No.
They must have ingested some drugs during the
oral. Yeah, I know that cocaine. Huh?
Or, you know, been high or something from ingesting it. Might have been a woman.
That's a lot of cocaine.
I wasn't talking about cocaine. I was talking about that. They think that you can ingest drugs from having oral sex with someone, then
right.
There'd be a lot of people getting popped on drug tests.
I'm thinking that they didn't believe the story.
I would hope to. Well, what city was this in?
This is in New York City.
Oh, okay, then I wouldn't, you know, because if it was some out the wall.
Backwards place like
yeah.
Florida.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Okay.
You know, I wasn't going to hate on any city or state, but.
Yeah.
That's why I was choosing this person.
Yeah.
I
chose.
Choose my words carefully, because, yeah, you know, don't want to be too launching on my permission. Taking a little station identification break, you are watching and listening to Smooth Drama Radio and Live TV, which co-hosts Buzz the Pond and
Dick Hugger.
You want to send in your topics to have them discussed on the air, live. You can email us at smoothdrama1, that's the number one, at yahoo.com. And to stay up to date on future events, special appearances, interviews, whatnot, you can text the word smoothdrama to 41411. We do have a special announcement that we are tentatively set to interview. Her name is Sainita Kenlin. next Thursday at 9 o'clock. And we will be sending out notices and updating the website to reflect that once we are confirmed.
What's that with Dr. Lita?
She was a lieutenant commander in the military that was accused of having an affair. And she's not an officer. She was accused of having an affair, and she took it to court to fight it. And she also wrote a book, but you can Google her name, Synnida, S-Y-N-E-E-D-A, Fenland, P-E-N-L-A-N-D. And tune in. We will be interviewing her live. Well, unfortunately, she won't be in front of the TV, but we'll be interviewing her for the fall. It's a big story. They had a press release about her name. I think she won her case. I think it was the Army. We couldn't remember it.
Yeah. Fear of justice is safe.
Yes. So we're going to talk to her about that whole process and, you know, a little bit about what she went through. But you can read about her story by Googling her name. So what topic do we have now?
No, this one is actually something that it's like a reverse weird, well, not reverse weird, but just a story that makes no sense whatsoever. A group of Nevada prostitutes was begging the Senate Taxation Committee to impose a $5 tax on sex tax they perform at legal brothels.
They have legal brothels?
Yeah, it's Nevada. It's legal there.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
And, you know, right now, all the states are desperate for money. You know, everybody's hitting hard,
right.
Doing a hard time.
They want
time.
To tax it.
Well.
Certain that.
Yeah, but they won't do this. Lawmakers took no vote on the measure, which was called SB 369. And if they don't take any action by tomorrow, the proposal will go no further in this year's legislative session. And I guess in an Associated Press poll of the 7 committee members found the majority would oppose the legislation, and Governor Jim Gibbons of Nevada said he wouldn't touch it if the bill made it to his desk.
Yeah.
Yep. They said SB 369 was conceived by State Senator Bob Coffin and Bronco lobbyists who estimated the $5 tax to produce $2 million for the state budget.
Mm-hmm.
It would apply to legal and illegal prostitutes. Although enforcing the latter, of course, would be impossible. And listen to this. Opponents, however, said there are easier ways to find money, and imposing the tax may lend legitimacy and respectability to an industry that, while legal, is still heavily criticized in Nevada. Melissa Farley, a psychologist and prostitution researcher. Who testified against the bill Tuesday said it could encourage more illegal pimps and prostitutes to come to Nevada. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first and foremost,
what?
What the hell is a prostitution researcher? What, do you stand on the corner and watch prostitutes? That's your research, or can I go in the room with you?
Yeah, maybe you do go in the room and watch. She's a, what do you call it?
A voyeur.
Voyeur, yeah.
But she said we could bring more illegal pimps and prostitutes. It's not illegal.
In Nevada.
Right. It's legal in Nevada. So you're not an illegal pimp. It is legal.
I don't know.
If, pimp registration?
It's like the DMV.
Right. Does Nevada have pimp registration? I haven't heard of that.
I don't know. Maybe I have to become a prostitute researcher.
All right. Well, what we're talking about is $2 million for the state. They're like, no, even though it's legal. But you can gamble and lose all your money, and you get money from casinos. That's legal. But you can't. It's the prostitutes that are begging for it. When have you ever heard of prostitutes begging to be taxed?
And you are not.
Well, I'm talking about, we're talking about just in general, nobody begs to be taxed. It's just not going to happen. And you got folks that are begging to be taxed, and you're like, nah, your money's no good here. Even though it's legal. There's some issues.
Yeah.
There's a lot of issues.
I don't
understand that one at all. That one makes no sense whatsoever. That's the craziest thing I've heard. Especially when you talk about how states are dying for money. And here's an industry that's legal that's saying, hey, can you regulate? Can you tax us? Can you set up some state control? I'm sorry. I'm thinking in legislators, they must be pimps. And they don't want their income taken away. That's the only conclusion that I can come to. The only pimps would not want to pay taxes on their own. Just a thought. Yeah. Missouri. Yeah. Harry Stonebreaker was so popular that he was posthumously re-elected mayor.
What's posthumously?
He's dead. Voters in the small northeastern Missouri town of Winfield re-elected their mayor for a fourth term on Tuesday, about a month after his death.
Now, that's the type of city that I believe that you can ingest drugs through oral sex.
Yeah.
And they would believe that God. And we hire him.
Well, not only that, he won easily with 206 votes. It was 90%.
Wait, how many people are in this town?
It's a little small town, man.
And they want him to be the mayor after his death?
Well, I guess this is an indictment for the dude in second place, Alderman Bernie Panther, but he got 23 votes. You have to be really bad to lose.
23 votes. To lose to a dead guy, yeah.
To lose to a dead guy. And I guess the community of 1,500 or so.
And he only got how many votes?
Yeah. He got 206 votes. Well, I don't talk about the dead, man. He's dead.
No, not him. The other guy
got
lost.
Yeah.
He sucked.
So 1,500 people.
But he got 23 votes.
He got 23 votes.
You suck. Peter James, you suck.
No, that's a given that Peter James sucks.
Yeah, but weren't you saying that Peter James, you suck?
Yeah. And for those who don't know, first time listener, Peter James sent us here at Smooth Drama an email stating that if we gave him said information, we would get $50.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately,
we never got the
$50.5
million. And if we do get it, we'll let you guys know. Because we won't be on the air anymore. But we'll be buying Jolly Ranchers for everybody.
Jolly Ranchers for everybody.
All around. On the house.
Blueberry. Or is that raspberry?
Is that raspberry?
Blue raspberry, yes. Blue Raspberry Jolly Ranchers for everybody.
Turns your tongue blue.
Blue. And also, I want to renew a pledge. I said that if the French guy who went streaking naked
gets a deal with Nike or somebody.
Or anybody.
Dick Hugger.
Well, first, we got to get some people out there for me, too.
Why?
Well, you didn't say that. Yes, I did.
I specifically said we can call
Pro Kids.
Oh, he wants to get a sponsorship also.
I want a sponsorship.
But he would run naked.
I will run naked holding a pole. I'm not holding no damn pole.
You said you were going to run
naked. No, I said I'm going to be running naked in the streets just like him. If he gets the deal running naked, I'm going to get my...
All our listeners will come out with the camera and film it, and we'll put it up on Llama TV.
With the blur part.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Damn that.
We're going to... You're okay with that.
Don't back on your word.
I'm not getting back on my word. My word is done. Okay. Or something like that.
So, all right, everybody, you know, try to get that guy sponsored.
If y'all hear about it, let a brother know. Yeah. I'm trying to find out.
Anybody that sponsors him. One has to be huge.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a sponsor. Dick Hugger's looking for a shoe sponsor, underwear sponsor.
Well, if you do an underwear sponsor, they'll want you to wear their underwear while you're running through the street. And
I'll
if you're gonna be running through the streets naked, you can't be wearing your underwear.
But that's the point. I'm doing it so that I can get a deal.
Right. Well, shoes or
socks.
Even a wig company, socks is good,
headband.
A watch company.
Headband.
Oh, yeah, headband.
I don't care.
Toothbrushes.
Razor. Band-aids for your nose.
Band-aids with a breathe right in your ear.
Right. I breathe right.
Hats, companies
do. Lizards,
whatever.
You cut me a check, I'm wearing it.
Shoestring.
Nice. Yes, I'll get whatever. No time.
We need to get him a better grill.
My grill is fabulous.
The one that you have?
Yes. I've got two grills. That's true.
We need to get him a grill that can get Hugger. You know, top Dick, bottom Hugger.
We'll work on that.
You been knowing them?
For freedom.
Yeah. Of course. Oh, you're going to be wearing it during
I will shout you out.
Right. We'll do, you know, the whole 30-second commercial to promote the product.
Yes, I might slob.
Put you up on the website.
I might slob all over myself. But...
Mm.
Yeah.
Sorry if you get your own microphone.
Anyway. You know, there's an erosion of rights going on right about now.
Yeah.
You know, it started off with this Patriot Act where you couldn't talk about the government and all this other stuff they might bring you in. And, you know, slowly but surely they're chipping away at the rights. You know, kids don't even get to play tag or nothing because they're talking about other kids can't keep up with them. And I'm like, that was the beauty of tag. Hey,
you can't keep up with me. You're
slow. Right, that's it. You learn to get faster. Right. Welcome. Yeah, you know, remember in Virginia, the kids couldn't hug each other because that was too much.
I didn't know that happened.
Yeah.
Well, as I grew up, public display of affection was not.
No. Maybe you just didn't know how to handle it.
No, in my whole family, public display of affection is not
allowed. We got in trouble for it. Not that I don't know how.
Different strokes.
For that person, I have.
Different strokes for different folks.
Right.
Well, I don't know if y'all heard about the new term called sexting. Instead of texting, it's sexting.
It's not having sex over what?
You know, this happened. Philip Alpert is a registered sex offender as a result of seeing a new photograph of his 16-year-old girlfriend. You know, he had just turned 18 when he sent a naked photo of his 16-year-old girlfriend, a photo she had taken and sent him to dozens of her friends and family after an argument.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they had been dating for almost 2.5 years. He said he did it, you know, it was a little kid thing. And
that's why you don't trust anybody with pictures or videos or recordings, you know.
Yeah. The good
police
officers in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, gosh, in Florida.
Didn't see it that way, of course.
What?
He was arrested and charged with sending child pornography.
Oh, because she's under 18.
Right, which is a felony to which he pleaded no contest, but he was still later convicted.
Right.
And then he was sentenced to 5 years probation and required by Florida law
as a sex offender.
Oh, and you just turned 18, dude.
Right.
Oh, that sucks.
I mean, his attorney, Larry Walter, is saying, and he's fighting getting removed from the Florida Sex Offender Registry.
But it was her, she sent him the picture originally, right?
Right.
So, what did she do?
She did nothing.
But I mean, she sent him the picture originally.
No.
So it was I guess it would still be considered.
Here's the fact though. In many states like Florida, for example, if a person is convicted of a crime against children, it automatically triggers registration to the sex offender registry.
Okay.
And they say 38 states include juvenile sex offenders in their sex offender registry.
Right.
Alaska, Florida, and Maine will register juvenile only if they are 5 as adults.
Mm.
Indiana registers juveniles age 14 and older. South Dakota registers juveniles age 15 and older.
Well, he's 18, right?
Yeah. But still, even if he wasn't 18.
No, he can be tried as an adult.
Yeah, he can be tried as an adult.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, but
you could ask.
Yeah.
All because of an argument. You're a dumbass.
Yeah, you can dumbass. But this comes to a greater problem. Youngsters, teens make mistakes, but they're treating these teens like they're adults.
Right.
And they're not. I mean, anybody who has any teens or more than teens or remembers when they were teens knows you were dumb as hell.
Sometimes
that's definitely dumb. Right. Well, I mean, you can be a grown up and stupid, make a stupid mistake, but you shouldn't.
You can be a grown up and be stupid.
Right. I mean, youngsters should have a window.
A window for
what? Yeah, they should have a window for mistakes. Now, there are some things that you can do, like if you maliciously murder somebody.
Right.
I
think they're just trying to set an example. You know, because some of these things nowadays are really out of control. But I blame it on the parents.
Okay.
So why the hell is she sending him pictures of himself naked?
Well,
She's 16 years old.
Okay, but...
Why is the parent letting her date someone who's 16? Oh, well.
Well, she was 14. They let the parent. But at the same time, you know, I blame that on the parent. But hold on. Now, who's to say that they didn't have a quote-unquote innocent relationship? Well, she's standing there in pictures of herself. That's not innocent to me. Well, yeah, that's not innocent, but that doesn't make them bad.
I'm not saying that they're bad. I'm just saying some of these teenagers are out of control, and I think some of the laws or law enforcement are trying to get a message out to these teens that it's not okay to do this. And if you let one get away with something, then you've always got these lawyers that bring up the case, well, and such and such and so and so, you know, they let this teen get away with it.
All right.
You know how attorneys are. They dig up shit. And
well, I mean, here's another case. Two teenage stepbrothers chasing each other with blowguns and darts. And then it escalated, you know, I guess one of the boys
got
a knife. Right.
Ooh, nice. Okay.
Quantel Lotz. Committed a crime at the age of 12 that sent him to prison for life. And Lott is one of at least 73 U.S. inmates that should rehab. Most of them minorities who were sentenced to spend the rest of their lives in prison for crimes committed when they were 13 or 14. They're saying 2,225 inmates serving life without parole for crimes committed as minors. 42 states that allow life without parole for minors. 14 states that have no minimum age for life sentences. And 73 documented cases of minors serving life without parole for crimes committed as 13, 14-year-olds. And 44 states that passed laws between 1992 and 1997, making it easier to try minors as adults.
That's what all these laws in place
have. Right.
To send a message out to minors.
Yeah. There's only a few states. Alaska, Colorado, Kansas, New Mexico, and Oregon that prohibit sentencing minors to life without parole.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Without parole.
Without parole.
Y'all better start thinking twice about all the shit you do.
Right. Well, now, Lott killed his brother, stepbrother. But Antonio Nunez, who was 14 years old when he committed the crime that gave him life without parole, he was involved in an armed kidnapping that occurred in 2001. That's it. In Florida, Joe Sullivan, Florida lives. I mean, this is a tough one because he was sentenced to life without parole for a 1989 rape of an elderly woman. He was 13 at the time of the crime, but he is mentally disabled.
Well,
Where do you draw the line? I mean, because we're talking about you cut education,
right?
You cut all the programs that are about rehabilitation,
right?
You know,
but yeah, you're ready to throw all these kids in jail,
13, 14-year-olds,
without parole, right?
Life for kidnapping.
that night.
Yeah, it's not same. Not same. And that's it, yes.
No, I know, yeah, I think.
Okay. It's depending on that. It stops on the computer.
Really?
Yeah.
That's familiar to me?
That's familiar to me.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. Interesting noise, huh?
No comment on that one.
Yeah, look.
We have to
tax you on. I know. We have to get some tax on that. I'm trying to figure out where we're going policy wise. I mean, not only are we stealing all the money from the poor and giving it to the rich, the reverse Robin Hood. We sending all the kids to jail instead of school.
Right, and helping them.
Helping them get there.
Education and boy,
yeah. Well, and pile on, nearly one-fifth of American four-year-olds are obese. And a study says that children of color are at a higher risk.
Yeah, you know, I was watching something on Oprah today about that. Is it Oprah? No, it was Dr. Phil today about that. There was a little girl, she was, I don't think she was 4 years old. All she ate was sausage and grits all the time. All the time. And then they showed, you know, they did a whole video of her when she woke up. She would go and ask the grandma, you know, can she have pancakes for breakfast? And the grandma they would bribe her with food. You know, if you go back to bed, when you wake up, grandma will make you some sausage and pancakes and grits. So, of course, the child went back to bed, woke up thinking, okay, grandma promised me all this stuff. And that's what she, and they showed it on TV. She sat in front of the TV. And that's another thing that I hate is when kids sit in front of the TV and they eat. And so they were sitting on the floor with the food, the plate of food in between her and she's sitting there watching TV. That just irritates me.
And why does that irritate you?
Because I think, and they did a study on this, that people tend to eat more when they're reading or they're watching TV while they're eating. But if you sit at the table and eat and not, you know, even sit with your family and converse, you don't eat as much. Well, but they show this little girl, and she was huge. And the mother said, well, you know, she throws temper tantrums when she doesn't get what she wants. So let her throw the damn temper tantrum.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're saying that, you know, when she's running around with her brother and she gets tired because she's awake, she starts throwing temper tantrum because her brother has so much energy. He's not as big as her. But, he's going to mess. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, we will table this conversation.
Yes, I'm just so. But for those of you are listening to Smooth the Drama Radio with Bada Pecan.
And just happy.
Stay up to date on future events and, you know, things that we're going to be doing. You can text the word
Smooth
to 41411 from your mobile device. You can also send your email topics to
smoothdrama1@yahoo.com.
And if you like our theme song, you can download that as a ringtone. Cost is $1.99. Text the word smoothdrama1 to 33563. With that note, we'd like to wish you good night.
Good night.
And we will see you on Tuesday.
Peace be unto you.
And also unto you.
And also unto you.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She
is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you've got
smooth
drama.